It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Man, does this stink to high heaven.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We're here with the Sklar brothers, and they've got some sort of mission to save
Julio Franco.
And
good luck, man.
I'm still trying to get my head around that, but, you know, they're weird. What can I say? We can't understand everything, and you know, we're all weird in a way. On Monday's show, we're going to have a wonderful interview with a gentleman from the A&E show, Intervention. Is that a great thing to do after you have your Friday BYOB show?
That's actually not an interview.
That's an
oh, it's for me.
It's
your intervention.
Keep drinking. Man.
You're fat. You're drunk. You've got to stop.
That would be the craziest thing ever if that was your intervention.
Also, Mark Schaefer from Bushnell, he promises to give $1 million to the person or persons that produce an authentic picture. Here it is again, Bigfoot. Another interview about Bigfoot. Is Beth Ann fascinated with Bigfoot? Is that what it is?
Fascinated with big feet.
Big feet. Men with big feet.
You
like
know what they say.
And it's not, I guess we can say who it's not, right? It's not Pat Summerall.
Right.
No. It is not Pat Summerall.
So she says.
The guy whose son she banged, it's not Pat Summerall.
Not is it Summerall.
Pat wink,
Summerall.
Wink. You think it is. You think
I
she
think
was
it
lying.
Is.
You think
I think
Pat Summerall is the Bigfoot?
No, I don't think Pat Summerall is.
Let us bring our buzz babes in here. Then we'll get our Hollywood hot sheet and we'll talk more. Before we do that, I just wanted to ask you guys, right now, somebody wants to get on TV, find you guys, see where you are, how do they find
where?
You guys?
Okay,
every night, Monday through Friday, are reruns of our show Cheap Seats on ESPN Classic, East Coast time at 2 in the morning, but it also is during the day, I think at 11 or something in the morning.
Or 2 in the afternoon.
And if you want to check us out, we did a web series on Super Deluxe called Layers.
We're on every other Sunday morning on SportsCenter on ESPN with a little segment called The Bracket.
That's the right. Bracket. Very nice. Good. There it is. And Layers.
And we're on Chelsea Lately this Wednesday night.
Layers. I saw a little bit of Layers. Layers, you're... Your agents for agents? It's funny, though.
There's a guy who's an agent who represents other Hollywood agents.
And we play his publicists. He's passionate about people who are passionate about people. And we're passionate about that. We did that. But now, and actually this thing, the Julio Franco thing, is part of Back on Tops, which is a series we're doing for Tops, which is a web series we're doing with Michael Eisner and Tops Baseball Card Company.
And Michael Eisner is good. It's good doing with Michael Eisner.
Michael Eisner.
That's fantastic. How you doing? Are you really happy about doing this series? It's going to work out good for you boys.
Yeah, it's very good.
That's good. These are the Sklar brothers. The Sklar brothers are really talented guys. I hope you really enjoy every moment that they do.
Unbelievable.
I think that's going to be fantastic.
That's unbelievable.
So you guys can do it. You can bring it in. You can bring it in for a nice number.
I wish you knew how true that was.
Mr. Eisner some characters?
Thanks so much. I like all the characters. I'd like to buy them. I tried to buy all the characters.
That's unbelievable.
I was unsuccessful buying all the characters, but I did get a chance to sleep with Kathy Lee.
That's true.
All right. Let's bring in the very first Buzz Babe candidate. This is not too much pressure here.
Enter and sign
room
in.
Room full of guys here. Here she is.
Kristen.
Hello. Nice little light round of applause for Kristen. Step right over there. Hi, I'm Mike.
Buzz Babe number one. I got a little peck on the cheek.
Hi.
See all these women online at MikeOMaraShow.com.
These are the Sklar brothers. Say hi, Kristen. How are you? Aren't you lovely? Wonderful.
Welcome.
Delightful. Have a seat. Relax. No pressure.
Make yourself comfortable.
Kristen, where are you from? Pull the mic. Do we have the microphone over there for her?
She has a mic right there.
Buzz, for God's sakes, don't stare. Just give her a microphone. Jesus Christ.
Yes, I don't know. I'll leave.
Give her some cans.
Yeah. Oh, he says he'll leave like he's Hugh Hefner. He's gotten all these ladies. Kristen, where are you from, hon?
I'm originally from California.
Ah, you're a California girl. Delightful.
You can tell it.
And you've always wanted to be a Buzz Babe, isn't that right?
Absolutely. Since the day I was born, the first word I said was Buzz.
Wow. Very good. Well, here he is in the flesh.
Nice to meet you, Kristen. Thank you for
coming.
Isn't
that delightful?
Kristen is 27. She's from Reston, and she is also the cornhole champion.
Yeah.
How about that?
Please.
Okay, that went up the nose just a little bit.
Isn't that something?
Please tell us a little bit about that, Kristen.
What does one have to do to become the cornhole champion,
Kristen? If you remember, the first get-together barbecue you had, I played cornhole with the group.
I remember you now.
Dominated the cornhole.
Oh, you know, I might have said to you that.
That's the way you want to do it.
Let me tell you, that's what got Kobe Bryant in trouble. That's right. I was going to say, I've dominated a cornhole or two in my day.
It worked out great for me. Look at him sitting right here.
You are.
Good for you. You're lovely. Thank you for joining me.
Now, can we get you a beverage?
I have what's called Navon. It's a vanilla Grand Marnier, and it's wonderful.
Really? Can I have a sip?
Of course. course.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to try a sip of that.
Yeah, Mike doesn't like things that are too sweet. Well.
Are you driving away from here later?
I like you, Rob.
Thank you.
Good girl.
All right. No, we're all going to be, if we're all going together to where are we? I'm sorry.
The front page, Mike, on Wilson Boulevard?
The front page in Arlington.
It's happened. It's just a little before 5 o'clock, and I've already lost track
Note
of the
it.
Show.
Good night, Note
we are going to the front page in Arlington. Rob is not drinking because Rob's on a protein diet.
And come
so
see our show
that.
At the Arlington
and
Cinema
also,
and
yes,
Draft
when
House.
We're down in there, you can come down and see the Sklar Brothers.
Perfect.
They will be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. I'm sorry. That was very rude.
No, it's okay.
That would be the kind of rude that one would do at a cocktail party.
No, I'm telling you something. You go to that, you come see our show, and then you dominate somebody's cornhole.
That's right.
That's a night. That is an evening.
That is a
night.
Is
night and a half.
You walk in the tightrope there, Robbie?
I think
one?
We're okay.
Let me have a sip of this. This is, what is this called?
It's called Navan.
Navan.
Mm. Navan.
Boy.
Sounds Navan. Good. Vanilla-y?
Trouble shemp?
Hot damn tamale.
That is.
Wow.
Navan sounds like one of Will Smith's kids. Is that weird? Navan. Is that wrong? Navan, get off of that.
Come on, Navan.
Navan, get off of it.
Navan.
Get off of the couch. Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme.
All right, Navon, we're all set to go.
Hey, Navon.
Well, it's lovely to have you here, Kristen. Yeah. And now let's bring in the other. How many are out in the? How? Why am I slurring? I've only had a half a beer.
Half a beer. Half a beer.
You're excited.
You asked me for three.
Let me just say it is a Heineken Light.
So. Thank you.
And so is he.
Yes. I asked you for three.
And we have five. So let's bring in the second one now.
It's the man. Oh.
Gentlemen, okay. I introduce to you,
hi.
Allie.
Hi, how are you, Allie?
Hi, Allie.
Very nice to meet you. Hi. Nice to see you.
Allie's here.
Jesus.
With Kristen.
Buzz.
Wow.
And
buzz.
More on the way.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Are we
buzz,
doing all
buzz.
Right? How are we doing?
Wow, this
Allie,
is
you may
Allie.
Have a seat here if you like. Or
suddenly, silence
sit
in the
on
room
each other's
here.
Laps.
No, we're good.
This is
they're
wonderful.
All moving around.
Hi, Allie. How are you? Oh, wow. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Welcome. Thank you.
Now let me give us give our listeners a little background here on the Buzz Babes. This is an idea that it's as old as time itself, isn't it, Rob?
The ideas I'm having, yes.
But I stole the idea. You know, the junkies have the junkettes. And right. I said, we have to do the same thing because it's
so.
Really because we can do it and we can have fun with it. Mm-hmm. And
sure.
Buzz, I said to Buzz a while back, I said, you got to do this. You got to run point because
sure.
you are the man that does all this stuff on the show, and I have to give Buzz Burbank a round of applause.
Nicely done.
For delivering.
Thank you. Delivering.
Fantastic. Buzz, let's meet our next Buzz Babe candidate here.
Hi, Allie. Thank you for joining us.
Not a problem.
You're very popular, you know, already.
I have been told that quite a few times.
Your picture and other pictures of other Buzz Babe candidates are online at MikeOMaraShow.com. You're from Rockville, right?
Not born and raised, but
no,
that's where I currently
live. That's currently
live.
Where you live.
And have you met the Sklar brothers here, Allie?
Oh, please. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, but I thought you guys looked like you could have been twins when you walked by.
We
but
are.
Brothers make sense.
Yes, of course. There they are.
We are twins.
You could be twins.
You guys, could be.
You guys need a freshener up on those drinks?
Sure.
Over?
I think we might need it.
Two more, please.
All right, two more for the Sklar brothers, please. My goal is to have everyone that goes to the show at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House see the drunken twins
yeah.
on stage.
Oh,
tonight.
Boy.
That would make me
that'll
very
be,
happy.
That'll be a mess. Yeah, that'll be a mess.
Yeah. Now, do you guys normally light up a little bit before
I
the
don't,
show? You know,
I
and I'm
don't.
Not talking about like a joint. I'm saying
no,
a cocktail or two.
No, that's usually after. But I would say.
So the dynamics of the act would change significantly.
They will change.
Saying.
They might. We're affecting science right now.
The act's changing right now.
This is wonderful.
Wow.
Hey,
now,
Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
I had a question for you.
Yes, Allie.
Wait a minute. The
will you entertain a question?
anything, Allie. Oh, my God. Are we getting pictures? Let's get pictures,
it's gotten
please.
Warmer
Sling
in here.
Slingblade was
it
taking
it's about 80 degrees in here.
The,
yeah,
camera
yes.
room, or the cameraman has left the room.
Yes, yes, Allie.
But I did want to know, is Charlie in the house?
Charlie's here. Would you like to hear Charlie?
Oh, I would love to speak.
Yeah,
Charlie.
The voice is a little raspy today, but
I think I can give you a little Charlie right now.
It's a character I do.
Beautiful. I love
I'm
it.
Like a trained dog. It's, I swear to God, I'll do. Why do I think I'll be doing that all evening long?
How are you, Charlie?
I'm just fine, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. Have you met the Sklar brothers?
The Sklar brothers.
Yes.
Hi, we'll be
Charlie.
At Arlington Cinema and Draft House.
Thanks, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie.
Boobies.
All right,
Charlie.
All right. Without further ado.
Right.
Let's get the show back on track with Kristen and Allie and the Sklar brothers.
Right.
We're going to get our very first Hollywood hot sheet because there are about eight of them that will run today on the show.
Of course.
Now, there's only one, of course. It is time for the Hollywood hot sheet, and now here is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We'll meet some other Buzz Babes shortly. By the way, Allie's 26. She's a professional model and into health foods, right? Health food, health products?
You got a couple things wrong there. I'm 25 still.
All right. Way to go, Buzz.
Oh, my God. Never good at math. But I'll have to be disciplined.
But that's okay. I'll look
it,
so.
Stop it. God.
But no, I run a business with my partner. It's a nutritional energy supplement.
Okay, nutrition. I was okay. Close. Yeah. Would you play along?
Before you start with the Hollywood Hot Sheet, please to have Allie analyze the bar that I'm supposed to eat at 5
This is Mike's protein bar.
Think thin.
Because I'm trying to cut down on the carbs.
Well, first of all, I mean, I don't know if necessarily buying a product that's telling you you're going to be thin is necessarily the right thing to do, but, you know.
Just telling him to think thin.
It's protein, and you
Sorry
should,
oh.
Ooh.
Sorry about that.
Naughty.
Wait a minute.
Terrible. Sorry, sound effects. What can I do?
I mean, I definitely think you should increase your protein, you know, and start reducing your carbs and eating a lot of greens. But, you know, you just got to make sure, well, there's no sugar and it's gluten-free. So, I mean, this seems okay.
Okay.
She gets approved.
But I definitely recommend protein shakes over protein bars.
Rob's been doing the protein shakes.
And it's working great.
Oh, you're looking so busty.
You look great, Rob.
Thank you.
I've never seen you before, but you look great.
I'll definitely give you samples of my product. And I think
well, how about that?
Wait a minute.
I was on a second.
He was just going to tell you the same thing.
Very good. Boy, oh boy.
You see how I
We're having
it
some fun now.
That's what I was going to say.
Do you see how I wrapped it around?
You know, you're rocking. Yeah, the Sklar Brothers.
Good job.
I swear to God. You know, if I hadn't given you a plug 2 minutes ago, I'd give you a plug right
Thank
now.
Thank you. That's what she again, that's what he was going to say to her.
Isn't it great when you're in a room and everything becomes innuendo? I really like it. Innuendo.
Again.
All right, Buzz, what do you got for us today?
Well, as you know, Father's Day is Sunday, and Maxim Magazine, the authority on the subject, is out with a list of the 5 worst Hollywood or show business dads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It won't surprise you to know that Michael Jackson tops that list at number 1 for baby dangling and so many other things.
Sure.
Scott Peterson, of course, the evil Scott Peterson.
Sure.
Well, that's a little bit much, I think.
This talk to Maxim Magazine.
That's not a Hollywood dad. That's a felon. That's that's Modesto, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Hello, Modesto. I know you're listening today.
Still not
we're
a good
big
father.
In Sacramento,
Are
California.
You big in
Sacramento? Yeah, we're very big in
Sacktown.
Yes.
Maxim Magazine, not known for its journalistic abilities.
Integrity, okay.
Yeah, right. Marvin Gaye Sr. comes in 3rd on the list.
Wow.
He shot and killed his son, Marvin Gaye Jr. You may recall
this is one of those weird lists.
I feel like that's a technicality.
I think so, yeah.
How do you get on the list for that?
That's no good.
This is hot off the presses of Maxim Magazine.
Okay. Maxim Magazine. They sure got nice pictures of them.
Yes, they do.
All right.
Joe Simpson is also on the list, creepily close to his daughters Jessica and Ashley Simpson for being too close.
Where's Alec Baldwin?
He's not on the list of bad dads.
Alec Baldwin was the famous bad dad for yelling at his 9-year-old.
He said he was sorry. He's a great dad. Cool.
He's a good actor, but I mean,
great father.
He's not a great father.
If you have a 9-year-old, you know that everybody said that to their 9-year-old at some point.
That's right.
I have never.
Yes, Bob.
Have never. I think I'll have another beer.
Bob Barker, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Wonderful.
I said it to my.
Oh, incident for the Sklar Brothers. Do you guys think that Drew Carey is a good host for The Price Is Right? He's in the stand-up. Have you met him? He's in the stand-up circle.
Met him
he's
many
a great
times.
Stand-up guy.
Great
he's a funny
stand-up.
Guy. Mm-hmm. But God, he sucks on The Price
Is Right.
You
think he sucks?
Doesn't look like he's phoning it in.
I don't know.
When you go from stand-up to game show host, and we were talking about this in the office before the show.
Yeah.
Please just sweat the details, memorize the games.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Drew Carey has that great. I love his style of stand-up.
Great.
You know, he's like, here you go. Okay, come over there. Let's play Flanko. You get that thing. You got to put the thing over there. You know, Bob Barker.
God bless him.
You know, we can't say God rest his soul yet.
Not yet.
No, you can. God. You can win.
Let me check the wire.
One foot in the grave.
You can if you're Diane Parkinson.
God rest his soul. He had those games memorized, and I think you do the funny stuff around. Drew doesn't look like he gives a rat's ass.
Give him a couple years. I'd say give him a couple years, and then we'll see what he does.
I heard he's going to spay and neuter 2 cats on the show, which I think.
Well, now I'm watching.
There you go.
Number 5 on the list of bad dads, Kurt Cobain, because he left his baby daughter to be raised solely by Courtney Love.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
The spay and the neuter there.
You'll be interested in this. Dr. Drew is apologizing to Tom Cruise.
Why?
Dr. Drew Pinsky trying to make nice with Cruise after Cruise's lawyer attacked Pinsky's recent comments about the Hollywood actor's mental health.
Oh, really? What did Dr. Drew say about that? Dr. Drew, one of the nicest guys.
We love Dr. Drew.
One of my favorite interviews on this show.
Sure. I love him. We've done Love Line, and we love him.
Post Celebrity Rehab on VH1. We'll be doing that show. In an interview with Playboy, he used Cruise as an example of one of a number of celebrities he says may have mental illness based on childhood trauma. He says, and I quote, "Take a guy like Tom Cruise, Why would somebody be drawn into a cultish kind of environment like Scientology? To me, that's a function of a very deep emptiness and suggests serious neglect in childhood, maybe some abuse, but mostly neglect, end quote.
But he didn't say it like that, because he said it like Dr. Drew says
it. Yeah, I can't.
And Dr. Drew can tell you anything, and he's cool about it, and it doesn't really matter.
I'm telling you, we did Loveline, and like people would call in and like,
Dr. Drew's he's checking his MySpace page.
The whole time, and like literally the girl calls up, and she's like, my name's Carrie, I'm 16, and he's like, who touched you?
She's like my uncle.
She's like my uncle.
He knows from the way she says it.
Goes right to it.
So I think he probably pinpointed Tom Cruise perfectly.
Yeah.
And he just nails it. He nails it.
And you know, you judge radio guests on, you know, showing up on time, being there.
Sure.
You know, being there for you, you know, coming, wanting to play as far as that.
Yes.
And Dr. Drew was probably one of the better guests we've had on the show.
Absolutely.
He was wonderful. I'm for Dr. Drew.
Absolutely.
And Tom Cruise, Tom Cruise, how many times can he do wingnut things in his career
Here's what Cruz's lawyer says. He calls Pinsky, and I quote, an unqualified television performer who's obviously just looking for notoriety.
Sure.
Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, correct me, I'm wrong, medical doctor.
That's right.
Sure.
So an unqualified hack.
Totally unqualified.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you gals watch, by the way, Grey's Anatomy? The Grey's Anatomy show? Women seem to like the Grey's Anatomy.
We were on Grey's Anatomy.
You guys watch it?
We were on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's right. I remember now.
They played conjoined twins.
We separated.
I was wondering why the heck you guys looked so familiar.
See, there we go.
Maybe that's why. I don't even watch the show, but maybe that's where I've seen your mugs before.
Maybe.
I'm more into crazy shows like Dexter and things like that.
Oh, Dexter.
Oh, I love Dexter.
That's a great show.
Do you watch Entourage?
No, never seen it.
Oh, you should check that out.
Entourage, you guys were on Entourage. And now that show, I have a question about Entourage.
Yes.
We were talking to Saget. We had Bob Saget on the show the other day.
Sure.
He did a scene where it was so believable that it looked like they actually did some, a lot of ad-libbing. How controlled is the scripting on Entourage? Can you go in there and kind of wing the thing? Because it really does appear like that when you're watching Entourage.
It's really very scripted. It's very scripted, and they care a lot about it. But we were in scenes with Jeremy Piven, who was fantastic and kind of loves to play. Like, that's his thing. I mean, he's like, you got to be on your toes because he changes.
He'll throw you something at the last second.
Totally. So when we would throw him back differently, he was like, I love it.
He gets into that because he's a great actor.
I love Jeremy Piven.
And the greatest thing about the first drinking show we ever had.
Absinthe.
Buzz Burbank was unable to pronounce the name of the actor you just mentioned.
Jeremy Piven. It's very much like that. Anyway, everybody hates Katherine Heigl now. As I predicted, the folks at the show.
That bitch!
Well, here's the list. I don't know if you heard this yesterday, but she is asking that she not be considered for an Emmy this year for Outstanding Actress, as she won for last year, because she said the writing on the show wasn't good enough for her to deserve
you guys hear
to
about
win.
That?
That's going to not create tension in the room.
Buzz, I actually have an actuality.
Oh, good. Let's listen to some tape, then.
Caught by a paparazzi yesterday.
I just didn't feel like I had any material that was worthy to submit.
Now, is that because of the writer's strike? Or?
No, I just wasn't given any material that I thought was interesting.
So who is she dissing here? Is she dissing? She's not dissing the writers. She's dissing the producers because they chose not to give her a storyline, right?
The one thing that she keeps harping on and the people keep harping on is that her biggest scene last season was saving a deer.
Yeah, she hated that. Well, she didn't get a chance to save a human being.
Right.
Here's the thing with that show. There are so many good actors and actresses on that show. Mm-hmm. It's hard to service everybody.
It's an ensemble.
You just knew that that was going to happen. It's just hard to service all those people. It's like, but she also complained about Judd Apatow and what she did
in
that movie that
she
made
complained
her a superstar.
Up. Yeah, and she hated that.
And she hated that. And then you do 26 dresses, and it's like, well, you know what? Be psyched that you're working.
Yeah, amen.
And you know what? She is talented. We've met her. She was very nice, really cool to us. But, you know, you can't diss the people who
write
for
you. We had Jeffrey Ross on the show yesterday, and we're talking about the fact that,
he's got
the label as the roast master.
Oh, yeah.
And he embraces
so
it. And, you know, and we were talking about when you're in TV, you're in we like to say, this business of show. This business of show, if you get something, you know, a lot of people don't get a chance to get any kind of break at all. So if it hits for you, embrace it.
Grab
and that's
it.
What people
Shut
want.
Up.
You know, that's what we're doing it for. I mean, you're in this business because you want to do things that people enjoy.
Right.
And if they enjoy it, you ought to embrace it and have fun with it.
Exactly.
She doesn't seem to want to get that message, and we have a message for her.
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
Catherine Heigl, thank you very much.
Heigl.
I'll address this question to Allie and Kristen as well. Are you Zac Efron fans? Do you like the young Zac Efron?
A little bit.
Yeah? You'll like him less when you hear this.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Yeah, here
it
is.
I like it when Buzz tailors the entire newscast to the Buzz Babes.
That's called narrow casting.
It's narrow casting.
You know, I do have to forewarn you, a lot of the celebrity names and things like that, I just don't follow it. You know, I
good
watch
for
the
you.
Shows.
I'm the same way.
I love Allie? Actors, and I have no clue what their name is.
Allie, I can tell you can do whatever the hell you want.
That's right.
You have permission.
Thank you.
You both have
permission.
Well,
I know we can say bitch now on the radio because I heard you say it.
Yes, yes. Very loudly, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Want me to say it again?
Yes, do it.
Bitch.
Do it.
Oh, dear.
That's
yeah,
fun. I'm having now a good time. I need another beer, please.
Now say it as Charlie.
Bitch.
Thank you.
Charlie.
But I'd like to say bitchin'. I went to the Sklar Brothers show. It was bitchin'.
It was bitchin'.
An insider says Zac Efron is not a big fan of showering. Quoting them, it's so gross because Zac loves to work out and plays basketball all the time and then goes days without showering.
Ew.
When he gets lazy, he likes to clean himself with baby wipes. Well, who doesn't?
Oh, that's like the Elvis shower. Gross, yeah. gross.
My daughter likes him. I can
exactly
now tell her that.
Yeah,
and, as I head out the door, let me tell you that Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson are reportedly getting back together for
Thank
the time
God
being.
I need a new video.
Our national nightmare is over.
Thank
I
God.
Like that. I think they bring it. I think that's like saying that you're going to have Mike Ditka back on the sidelines.
Ditka.
That's really like somebody who brings something to the table that it'll be interesting to watch.
It's also like isolating the hepatitis, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Like keeping it together.
Your Hollywood Hot Sheet is edited by Rob Spiewak. Coming up in the final buzz, is the king of beers moving overseas?
Uh-oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Want to take this opportunity to thank the Sklar Brothers. Randy, Jason, it's been a pleasure having both of you guys on the show. They will be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House tonight and also tomorrow night. Get your info at arlingtondrafthouse.com. You guys rock. What a pleasure having
you
on the show. Thanks so much.
Show.
When we come back, we're going to have more fun and more thrills and meet some more of our Buzz Babe candidates.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.